Well, thanks for joining us, Carl, after that one. 3-0, obviously. Not the best of results, but was it useful as a result?
Oh, definitely. You know, when you're playing against full-time pros, you can see where we're probably lacking a little bit because they expose them areas. So that's the learn. The lesson that'll be learned from today. But you know, some of the football we played was decent. It's unusual that we, played again. Well, at our level, we tend to control possession, and you know, that's not been the case today. But other than, I mean, the three goals were mistakes. The first goal, the cross should have been stopped. Second goal and third goal are both goalkeeping errors. You know, so from that, other than that, they very rarely caused us any great deal of problems. But like you say, we had to be patient when we didn't have the ball to make sure that we didn't get dragged out of shape and cut open.
One thing we were saying in commentary is that there's going to be a few games this season where that might happen, where we're under the cosh a bit and they're controlling possession. Do you think from a defensive point of view, there's going to be lessons learned now about how to deal with that kind of thing?
Yeah, we've got to. Rochdale aren't going to play at our level. So, although we may come against teams who are very good, we're not going to play against the team that's top end of League One.
Individual performance wise, in the first half we were under the cosh a bit, but Gilchrist managed to make two decent chances there, the header and the 1-2 with Thompson, which the goalkeeper saved. Has Gilchrist done enough for you the last two games to show that he's...
Yeah, I think so. I think so. We'll have a chat with him and see what we can come up with, definitely.
And Pratt came on as well in the second half. Yeah, and with Dale Johnson there, it looked good.
Ali's shown really well. He's still a young boy, but showed that he's got a decent work ethic and got a good size and him, good physique. So it's something that we can work with.
And obviously, I'm not going to ask you about Kieran Glynn because I imagine you're getting a bit fed up of it. But he did well coming on in that half. But yes,
again, happy to. For Kieran now to have signed, he's just signed a contract today, so we're buzzing for him and buzzing for ourselves because I'm really excited about working with the lad.
Now, pre-match, I did ask you about are there any other signings coming along the way, keeping your cards close to your chest, and you were basically looking at this match today and perhaps Trafford is.
I think there's some that we can look at. We need to have a chat with him. Some of the lads, Jake Williams, I think, has shown really well. I think he deserves to be involved with us. Harry and Kasimba, again, both look as though they've got something to offer as young players. So, again, that's something we can look at.
And what are you looking at for Trafford on Tuesday? Because obviously the next Saturday match is the league.
It's another game. I'm away, so Darren and Dave will be taking it. I'm going to Cardiff as part of me. Silver wedding anniversary celebrations.
We're going. Congratulations.
Me and Helen are going to have a couple of days down in Cardiff. So, it'll just be, again, along the lines of the first team squad and looking to build on it.
Well, Carl, thanks for today and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks a lot.